IVM.
कृपया ध्यान दीजिए, द लैंग्वेज यूज ऑन द पॉडकास्ट मे नॉट बी फिट फॉर कंजम्पशन. वी वॉर्न यू, ट्रेड केयरफुली. बट लिसन यार, डोंट बी सो कंजर्वेटिव. वेलकम टू आवर शो, पतंजलि प्रेजेंट्स. ओ सॉरी सॉरी, वी जस्ट लॉस्ट द स्पॉन्सर. डैम इट यार, अभी हाथ में था एंड देन द कॉर्ड पुल्ड इट आउट ऑफ आवर हैंड्स, सो गॉन नाउ. सो वी विल जस्ट कॉल इट प्रेजेंट्स. दिस इज अ शो नाउ व्हिच वी हैव रीनेम्ड एज नथिंग. We will give it a blank space today. Presents.
Yeah. Just presents.
Just presents. Because we're being too optimistic, Rishi. We've been giving it names like Deepak and Raju and all, and it's not going anywhere. So we'll take 1 week break and we'll see.
No names for a week.
So then if a sponsor comes in, they can give the name. Simple.
So just the sponsor name.
Yeah, no, the sponsor can say, name it after my son, Bhikkhu. And then Bhikkhu is the name of the show.
Who Mera names his son, Bhikkhu?
Aray, we used to do Polo Dial-In in radio in 1993, where they would call in. And it was so sweet because people would say happy birthday to my son at 7:30 in the morning. Son was 5 years old. And the mother is calling on the phone and all. Then you have to say happy birthday, then play a happy birthday song, all that. So we make this a very customized situation. Birthdays were big. Anniversary was big. Wishing for exams was big. It was just live format also. But people are very happy to have that 2 seconds. They feel good and all that. Of course, I try not to be obnoxious at that point and say, beta ka naam kya hai? Oh, Tileshwar, what a fuck all name.
Yeah.
That also gets you at 7:30 in the morning. Yeah. Like, why do parents give strange names to their kids? Yeah. Sometimes I mean, this is.
Has to be a study, no?
It has to be a study. Like, why are you doing that? You're not thinking the psychological ramification of the child in school, in college, in some different country, in some different society. You know, I mean, just give a normal name. We have names like Deepak and Suraj because nobody gets hurt.
Yeah.
But the reach of radio, back in the days, you mentioned Amin Sayani was so big. That all, my mother's generation are all just radio people, yeah? The Sri Lanka, Binaka's hit parade, Sibaka's hit parade was big for English audience. And Hindi audience, Amin Sayani, all the presentation that he had, huge. I feel sad that the world has become so tech savvy. And now where we had only one or two choices, then Doordarshan, that was it. We spoiled this country. And now we have podcasts and AMAs and what is this nonsense, yeah? Doordarshan. Na, 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 na. And I didn't know till I was about 40 years old that it was Sare Jahan Se Acha.
Yeah, just the
intonation thing, and the timing is different. And then you listen.
But it was such a low quality thing.
Low quality and on our old TVs.
It always feels like somebody's
crying. In our old TVs, if you put the volume high, it would start bursting.
Distorting, right?
Distorting immediately because there's just no balance of sound. Oh, I love those AIR days, boss, when they used to give cricket and football and all that. They didn't know they were on. The guy in the studio doesn't know he's on. He's saying, so he's talking to one guy.
Like hot mic.
Tera naak ka baal dikh raha hai na? And this guy, oh, this is beautiful. When we did Vic, that wasn't, I used to keep telling Kunal, let's recapture those moments. Those behind the scenes, which were real. Guy digging his nose. You know, you're killing time waiting, playing tabla. Damn funny.
I think there was this viral clip there, like few months ago maybe. Not in India. So there's this female anchor. She's like showing the middle finger to her producer. And they were rolling.
Wow. This is so IVM story. But is she doing it in jest like we do or anger?
No, like this.
In
like
anger?
They were about to roll. So she...
Yeah. But that's in fun. Like how we do. That's okay. You can't prosecute a guy for having fun like this. I mean, we do this all the time.
Yeah.
Do you also do this half subtle thing when you're driving and all, when people have cut
I think
you?
That's what she did.
Subtle one.
Like you do her hair or something.
Yeah. Wow, I love this. I hope it never goes out of fashion. All this. Hi, auntie, how are you?
Also, yes. Like the adjust.
Right. The double one is the best, but.
Yeah.
What are you saying?
Okay, so let's start with the questions. First one comes from Sayonara.
Japanese for hello, goodbye.
It says, with all the chaos in politics lately, do you think we should implement a recess period for politicians to blow off steam on the playground?
I have another theory. I understand this question. It's a good question, but I have a theory. Now, when we were working in CNN, IBN, and in MTV, we had clauses saying you can't join another music channel or another news channel for 6 months. A lot of people have this. why can't we have in the political thing also that you can't join the other political party for 2 years? Fir dekha, incentive kahan se aayega, wo election ke time pe na. Suddenly you see Ashok Chavan has gone left to right in 1 second. But tell him he has to wait 2 years, then let's see if it happens.
Yeah.
You know, because opportunity is all about the exact moment.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think that's a good concept?
Yeah.
In many corporates,
we have it in corporate,
a Coke guy can't join a Pepsi. They'll give you a cooling down period because you don't want, I don't exactly know the reason, but they feel ki,
trade secrets or something.
No, all the strategy, equity and all is going from here to there, especially in a higher position. So I think that should work for politics also. And if you've been like PM, CM, whatever, you should not be allowed to stand again for about 10 years. Even that's a theory also, that once you've done it, you should take a break. Should not be immediate. What do you think? Sabko chance milna chahiye.
Corporate structure.
Even here in IBM where we work, I think all the positions should be circulated.
Yeah.
You should not be engineer all the time. You should not become CEO. And someone else should take
over. I'm a producer now. So yeah.
You're like that good Maharashtrian boy I grew up with who doesn't want the promotion.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful film. You have to make that movie. Like Kunal rejecting the Z once called him up to give him executive producer.
Wow.
With a proper fat salary and all. Then he asked the one question, but office kaha hai? Because he had one in Parel, which is 10 minutes from his home, and one in Sakinaka or something, which is 2 hours from his home in those days.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. And coming back, madness. He said, no, sir, wo Sakinaka andheri wala hai. He said, no.
He
said, sir, sun to sahi, paisa, paisa, sab kuch, suno. Nahi, I can't do that. Yeah. This is a Maharashtrian quality, I hope it doesn't go.
Yeah.
We have a few left in this country who actually say, fuck off.
Yeah.
It's not worth, nothing is worth this. You take, keep your money. It's a beautiful thing, an Indian behaving like that.
Alright, next question comes from Jay Singh. If you had to rewrite the ending of a famous movie to make it hilariously unexpected, which movie would you choose and how would you wrap it up?
I would wrap up a lot of movies in 10 minutes. Many movies just go on. So many movies are so boring,
yeah,
Baba. I don't know, I think maybe it's because the 21st century mind has changed completely. Maybe in the 80s, 90s, I would have been okay. I could see movie like Kramer versus Kramer and all that. I don't know if you guys ever seen those movies, but they're great movies, but they're slow, yaar. Kuch nahi hota hai usme. It's a divorce going on. It's a painful, suffering divorce and between two people. And, you know, I mean, that's the movie.
Yeah.
But right now, I can't sit through all that, I can't sit through
not
anything.
Not even action movies.
Action movies are okay because why would you make them shorter? Because it's just nonstop. Yeah. You're just watching it for the adrenaline, the rush that you're getting. I don't think so. Hindi films are lots. And I don't mean Savariya and those types. There are plenty that I would switch off in no time.
Like if we took off all the songs from Bollywood movies, like the movies will be shorter.
But then my friends who smoke, what will they do?
Yeah.
I mean, we used to go, I don't know this generation, but we used to go for movies.
Most of them are just listening to Halka Yak Digdo.
Yeah, but the funny part is I don't smoke, na? And I don't like the music either. So I wanted to smoke. I said, why can't I smoke? Because some of the boys would be thinking, isme kya che gana hai? Okay, great, let's go. Isaap karke abhi, 2 ghante mere ko che break milega. Not 2.5 hours. For a heavy smoker in a social setting in your 20s, if you think back to your early 20s and all, what is 2.5-3 hours you need to smoke with the boys you're sitting around? You smoke a lot, man. So six, in fact, they're hoping for the 7th song. But for example, you don't know this story. Pepsi or Coke did one film about the rappelling and all that from a mountain with the rope and the free falling and all that nonsense. And some kid in UP tried the same thing and died.
Oh.
And then they made a big hue and cry about it with the cola company, ki ye kaisa kiya and all that. So there's a line now. How can art be responsible for everything? Like in that sense, if we go to war, a film is about war, that doesn't mean you have to go to war. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or terrorism or whatever. So it's a bit thing. But they did change it. So at that time, they did react. Yeah.
All right. Next question comes from Ria. With AI becoming more sophisticated, when can we expect the first AI stand-up comedy special? And will it heckle the audience?
Abbas is already working on it. Abbas is thinking, why get up? Tu kar stand up. Main so sakta hai. Peet mein dard hai. So, you know, the problem is, so Kaustav tried to do some AI of me, of the writing and all. And I would say it's not completely off. It's a little, you read it and you'll recognize yourself, the style of talking, writing and all that. It's not too bad, but it's not quite there.
Yeah.
So but then what do we do?
But again, it's very algorithm, no, not like that creative, like what you can come up with.
Like, I don't know, you'll have to, each one is different, but you have to see whether actually you reflect yourself or not. But if it does, I mean, swallow your ego. Why do you want to work?
Yeah.
This is my AI. Mujhse aa gaya. Means I gave birth to the AI, in a sense that you...
Like
paida kiya, you know, in a sense. Right? Because they need that software to go ahead and then do the AI. Then, of course, you can match the AI and say, okay, give me little Eddie Murphy. Little Raju Srivastava. You create the ultimate guy. Little Arnab Goswami. And we have the finest comedian the world has ever seen. And that's it. Now, why the hell? Kunal will be so happy. Kunal is lazier than me. I'm lazy. He's super lazy.
Yeah.
No, Kunal, I have proof. Mohit Mahale, I don't know if he'll watch this AMA. He is there. Gopal Dutt is there. I have proof. Kaniz, all of them know. He takes his own skits because we've been writing from 2006.
Hmm.
And he takes an old skit of his, changes three words and presents it.
Oh.
And then we are looking at him and saying, Mahale, we did this, na? I think so. Gopal was, of course we did this. And somebody recall comes.
Hmm.
He changed three words and he's been doing this. Imagine you're cheating from yourself. Forget AI. It's worse than AI. Yeah. So I can see a lot of people being happy. Lawyers apparently are more threatened.
Those writers kind of, too, na, then, sir.
Writers to some extent. They'll keep saying ki 80% mera jaisa hai, but 20% nahi hai.
Hmm.
That 20% is everything, no? The little human touch or whatever. I don't know. Your special unique touch as an artist.
The little mistake too, right?
Mistake also, they can't replicate it fully. I can't explain it to you. You have to take a person you know, supposing you like ex-comedian, and then you go to the AI version of that and ask the AI to write a script. And then you'll match them and you'll see. You'll be able to see. There'll be likeness.
We could just sample Bilber's any podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
And then we can create anything out of it.
And Bilber, though, there are lots of Indians who are like 50% Bilber.
Yeah.
And then next 50% are Rakhi Sawant, Urfi Javed, or whatever happens to us after 50%. Yeah. But let's face it, don't attack comedians and lawyers because everyone should worry. Because AI is not like, oh, we'll only target this group or something. I mean, and why do I need a marketing guy, yaar? You feed everything into the freaking AI, into Harvard fucking mandates and all that. And the guys have got PhD worth of knowledge in, say, sales or something. Your whole sales team you can replace then, no? In a sense. You say, but man-to-man, this thing, but what? You send emails. AI will send it. Why do you have to have any man-to-man coordination?
Okay. Next question comes from Carol. He said, what's the most polite way to say fuck off?
So that's a very good question. I personally, depends on your personality, I like people to be frank.
Mm.
So if you're really upset, just say what you have to say and get it over with. This passive aggressive doesn't work with me.
Mm.
I find that really bad. Yeah, but people who do that, it's like a cancer. They just continue with that irritating. You know, they hate you more.
Yeah.
Because they've not said it properly. They've just done something with their body language or they stopped talking properly and all. It's like, why behave like a three-year-old, you can just simply say what you have to and then actually people can repair the relationship.
Hmm.
Get out of the system,
True.
So if you don't use profanity, I understand it's not your thing. A lot of people don't like to say Ma Ben Gali and all that. You don't say fuck off. You can do what we used to do as kids. You can say fuckoop or fakenga or pingu poopy because you're saying the same thing but you don't want to say profanity. I get that totally. But the world will be a much happier place, I believe, if we all just simply get out of our system.
Hmm.
Why do we keep it in for so long, including workmates and all? You have a problem? Talk. Sparsha, are you listening?
Sparsha saying, "Main chhod."
Sparsha saying, "Main to wohi kya? Sabko gali khaya hai."
Alright. Next one comes from Donkey Nuts.
Donkey Nuts, huh?
Yeah. What saying?
Next time you're with a donkey, check it out. Yeah.
What saying or phrase do you hear all the time that you just can't stand?
Oh, so many. I can't stand the name Aryan. Too many kids are called Aryan that I've for the last 10 years. Everyone, what's your son's name? Aryan.
No, or what a phrase like.
But that's also a phrase, no? WhatsApp is. The thing is, and also in India, it's the thing changes a little bit. So Mumbai, the urban Mumbai, Bangalore, Delhi, all that, they'll say WhatsApp, yeah, or whatever. And as you go into the interiors, it'll be like, what up, bench? What's up, yeah, bro? So it just changes. But everybody says it without wanting an answer. So I don't know how the African-American slang from America has come and become localized by us to such an extent that we don't understand what it means.
Mm.
It's amazing. Hate that. What's up? Also, there's this phrase like, one sec.
Ah.
A lot of people say one sec, even I do it. That's a person who's really not paying attention to you. Like you're saying, boss, you know, one sec. Because that one sec is normally 3 to 6 minutes and it never ends.
Absolutely.
To be continued. One sec, I can't bear. The moment I say one sec, I know the guy's not interested. Better that he says that, guys, just give me a second. I'm trying to, you know, full sentence and you know the guy's sort of interested.
Mm.
One sec is like he just dismissed you. Yeah. So many phrases. Then, yeda. I've been called that too often, yeah. But this is a very Marathi thing, so can't explain to everyone. It's like a vegetarian gali. It's not bad enough for you to get angry.
Yeah.
It's not good enough for you to not do anything.
Mostly they just say murkha.
Yeah, but it's a middle gali, so you can't react properly to it. Because if you say Ben, MCBC, it's too much.
Yeah.
And if you don't react at all, then it's like you let him get away.
Mm-hmm.
So it depends. So there are these words also like, I don't know, Gandu is, I think, harsh enough, but it's actually not. You know, when you think about it, it just sounds bad. So I try to keep these galis for driving. Because I feel those galis, I can then, if the guy wants to fight, I can say, boss, cool down. I only said, this is what I've said.
Mm-hmm.
But once you go to Ma Ben and all that, and explain the relations with your family members sexually. Starting a war. There's no going back from there. And then those guys don't hear anything. Then they get out of the cab. Even if they don't want to fight, they have to continue fighting. Now they've already made the move out.
Yeah. It'll look bad on
really
them.
Looks bad. Look be a cheese. Gotta go with it, man. Yeah. Oh, shit.
There should be like a documentary or something. Like origin of this, all these phrases.
Yeah. And what triggers?
Yeah.
Like this question is what triggers? What triggers you? Not the galis. Galis can trigger most people. What triggers you? What irritates you?
Yeah, true.
What are the texts that irritate? There's so many texts.
Yeah,
that irritate.
I think
WhatsApp like on text just, is the worst. Like what is WhatsApp on text, bro? What's my reply supposed to be?
Or like people just call instead of you could just send a text and get it.
But get to the point now. What, bro? WhatsApp.
Yeah.
Instead of saying, bro, can you send me this thing by 7:30 today? The first there's a WhatsApp.
No, there's like, hey, how are you doing?
How are you doing? What's up? What's going on?
And
all
then
good.
They come to
all
the
good.
Point.
Be our favorite. All good. Be bench of Kazi. Okay. What do you care? If all good and bus and nothing comes after that, I respect you. But after all good is the agenda. So why do you give me the fucking all good?
Yeah.
What's wrong with us, man? Sir, give a course on this.
Everyone is hesitating to like tell actually.
This is chamchagiri, na? First I'll say all good. First I'll say WhatsApp. Yeah. So what is the point? Point is, sir, is it possible for you to email that to X person by tonight 6 PM? Just come to that point, na? It's anyway text. Who wants more than that?
Yeah. Like those guys in the train, like they are at Bandra, they might say, Dadar poch raha.
Oh, the trust me, man. Because we drive people mad asking where they are. I've done all kinds of horn bajao. This is stuck in traffic. Horn bajao. I know he's already left the house. Horn bajao.
Alright. Next one comes from Little Chicken. What are the biggest double standards we have in our society right now?
Oh God. There are so many. Where to begin? Yeah, I mean, there's no end to double standards. I hate sir. Okay. This use of sir and all that. Because they're supposed to be a democratic society. We should have stopped that long ago. Unless you're in the army where there's hierarchy. Or in the police where there's hierarchy. And that's part of the job. There it's fine. But I believe no one should say sir or madam. Whatever your gender is, let me be clear. You should. Why do you have to give this fake respect to people?
Just start doing that through schools only.
Yeah, but the thing is, then people start believing this. Both the people believe, the receiver and the giver. The giver starts believing he's, you know, to be suppressed and pushed down and he can't go anywhere. Givers are believing, I'm a man. Sir, unnamed person Singh, sir. Another unnamed person Singh, sir. Man who got me Chai Singh, sir. You fucking chute.
Even
you
like
know,
in
sir.
Government office, they would say Sahib, for no reason.
Yeah, that's another subculture. No? So deal with that. You would get into that whole subculture and see how to do that. Sahib is Maharashtra, but the same Sahab or whatever will be there, North, South, and there'll be different versions. It's too much. The other thing is the one about you like watching porn. And you men like sex and sexual talk and all that, but they're very thing with their daughters and their own wives and all this. So suddenly like a no. You can't wear short skirt, you can't do this. Those double standards are continuing. I thought it would change in 21st century, but no, just men have just changed completely with their own women folk, and they're totally different with three of us around, you know, making comments like we do actually, be honest, all the time. You two especially. Any vendor comes who's slightly feminine, not even a female, just a guy with big hips. And you do go berserk. Hey, chikna! What do you think, Rishi? Any other double standards? There's so many. No end to double standards in India.
We'll come up with new every week.
Yeah. No, like just corruption. So personally, we have enough corruption in our lives that we do. But then we make a big deal about, you know, a cop taking a bribe or something, you know, a small like that happens around us. But we ourselves are doing the same thing, you know, like with the vendors or anything else. Yeah. India's
like
wired that way.
Money.
It's so difficult not to be corrupt. It's very bad. This whole thing about standing in the shade and hiding, catching the guy, making the signal shorter. Those short signals, see what happens, Abhay sir, you're bang on, is that when there's only 4 or 5 seconds, you have to make a fight or flight call. Whatever vehicle you're in, as it goes into orange, do I carry on or not? This happens so often, it's an unfair thing here. When are we going to be able to fight for our rights, civil rights? Enough of this. Let's start Bharatiya Janata Party. Yeah. Now's the time. We have elections in a month.
Yep. Right. Next one comes from Mimi. Why do Indian men stare so much?
Oh, Baba. Oh, don't. You know, honestly, I mean, I've had so many fights, especially when I was younger, with girls complaining about men just looking. Like in our lane, outside the college. They just stand there and stare unblinking like that. I think that's where conscription. 1 year army for all Indian males to get all this out of their system. This repressed sexuality and not understanding that they're being hostile. To stare. Firstly, they're staring at women. But do other classes stare at each other also?
Yeah.
You know, I always have men staring when I'm walking my dogs. And I've spent all my life eyeballing them. Because I'm such a small, petty man. So I just turn and I start staring. My daughter used to say, what are you doing? I said, no, I'll keep staring till he stops. And then they lower their head finally. I'm very good at it. Mm. I'm a king at staring. Mm. Staring king. After that, in case they are hostile, I don't know what to do, but I can stare. Yeah. So I don't know why we do that. We're just so bored. It's a bored country. That's why TV and entertainment work so well, even in pandemic. Mm. That's why the podcast is still running. Yeah. People are so bored that they actually listen to this. That's how bad it is. But do you notice, I don't think anywhere in the world, if you put a camera, see when you're shooting Bakra and all that with no real camera to be seen, moment is little hangama, crowd gathers.
Yeah.
It won't happen in Tokyo. Nobody will come. They'll all be minding their own business and all. You know, there's very something about Indians where we just have time. Mm. You know, like when the Ayodhya was happening and they put up a couple of screens in Mumbai to watch it, I could move the car in Worli. Wow. Everybody stopped. Don't you have anything else to do?
You could watch it on your phone.
You could watch it on your phone, but they just stand wherever they are and hangama chalo, okay, let's watch. Yeah. That's it. So it's amazing, yeah. As an experiment, we can just take one camera and keep it down and see how many people just stop to check the camera without any action happening.
True, yeah.
What's wrong with us, man? Oh, man, the car's ahead. If there's a panga going on, an accident happened in the morning and the argument was going on and the cops had come and all that. And every car stopped to look. So all the pace went down while driving. Why? Everybody's got 30 seconds. Chalo, kisi aur ki majboori. Let's enjoy. Come on. Kya ho gaya usko? Khoon ho gaya? He died. That's the conversation that's going on. Hey, what's up? Hi, Jignesh. Just to tell you, I saw an accident. He died.
Yeah, for their WhatsApp group.
Their WhatsApp group. Also, my lane ka building, one of the buildings, they caught one guy many years ago. I woke up in the morning, walking my dog. They tied the man to a tree and they were beating him with slippers.
Wow. Hilarious.
I mean, sad. Then suddenly the justice has gone wrong, you know. Whatever the crime is, you can't. How can you do what? Of course, if it was my house, if he robbed, I would have beaten him with stilettos.
Like, the answer is we have a lot of time. That's
we have a lot of time. Aryabhatta, Shunyata concept, na? Zeroness, nothingness. It's our gift to the world. When the world is rushing, you know, Americans are rushing and all. I learned how to work out in the middle of the day and all to Americans who were 4 months in New York. Hmm. How they every minute they account for. Yeah. You get up, you make your thing, you rush out, you go to work. Hmm. 1 to 2 is your lunch break, go and work out. You can eat while walking. 1 to 2, you work. 1:55, you leave. In those 5 minutes, you eat your hot dog or something and drink your milkshake. Hmm. And then you come back to work. You learn how to do all that. Indians, no. Lunch break. Lunch ke pehla pre-lunch karte hain hum log.
Yeah.
Soch ke. Kisi ke paas vichar hai. Where should we go? Vatavaran kya hai bahar? What should we look at? You know, all these. Just come to a set at 9 in the morning. No one is rushing. Except the South. South, they have far more discipline. But in Mumbai, my God, especially like MTV and all, where we are pagar employees. Pagar employees, no accountability. So nobody cares. Yeah. So we come and we wait. If the guest by chance once in a million times comes on time, no one's ready.
Yeah, true. So,
Vishal Shekhar aa gaya. Oh, Vishal Shekhar aa gaya. Vishal Shekhar aa gaya. Oh, shit. Set? Aayega?
Okay, the last one comes from Danny. Why are we still calling judges as milords even after 75 years of independence?
That's a purely legal issue. Even in England, I don't know what the situation is. They've been arguing this point. Should you wear the wig? Take off the wig? Should you wear the robe? There's a sense of tradition and all that, which now since I come from 3 generations of lawyers, I have a different view on all this. I feel it's not important, honestly. You're getting complex about nothing. Hmm. Whether they say lord or not lord, how's the law being applied? Whether they call each other Gandu or Fandu, how does it matter as long as the law is being applied in an unbiased way? Hmm. And that's the main concept that goes on. And can people be heard? Hmm. Like when you are the person in the dock, do you have a fair trial? Hmm. Because very often we already judged everybody and finished them off.
Yeah.
Especially like optics being what they are. Guilty, that's what. So I think why do we waste? It's like road renaming. Na? Hmm. Aagya to rename kar. Now Bengaluru, Royal Challengers Bengaluru. Huh. They made a big deal out of it. What is the deal? You start winning IPL.
Yeah, true.
They will call you what you want. It's been Royal Challengers Mysore bhi chalega.
Yeah.
Why do you have to do all this? Big deal, we have a launch because of our new name, Bengaluru, Pride, Karnataka Pride. Hello, win the tournament. What is the main thing? Don't get side. You're getting sidetracked. These are small issues. And why do we have these complexes? This is a country of mixed everything. Yeah. This country is a melting pot. How can you deny that? It's all good to have the Hindu pride, no problem with that. But don't forget that it's a melting pot. Hmm. Everyone has come from everywhere. You can't trace the genesis of most people after a point. Hmm. So it's a little too much. Give me power, boss. Let me run the country.
Yeah. For how long?
I'll only work mornings. Is that okay?
Yeah, and you, like your house will be the residence. Like you don't have to.
What prime minister or president wants to leave the home? Why does he have to leave the home? He sent broadcast his message to everybody.
How are you going to inaugurate all the metro and everything?
I will never go. I will send Kunal. Kunal is like, so he feels validated by doing all this. I don't want any validation. Not one. Not a building lift. goes with our inauguration.
Yeah.
It's in our DNA.
We have to cut the ribbon.
And not one chief guest is available. Always there's a chief guest, a paucity of chief guests. Worli Ceiling was at least 3-4 months behind time because they couldn't get the appropriate, this thing, level ka chief guest hai mereko. Kaun hai level of chief guest? Who is this guy?
Yeah.
Unbelievable, really. Yeah. We should now start professional chief guest services. And just get some big name, have a huge name, like Bhuvaneshwar Kumar, the bowler. Bhuvaneshwar ji aa gaya, Bhuvaneshwar ji aa gaya, chalo, ribbon kaato, dang, inaugurated, ho gaya.
Great.
Even the coastal road, Prime Minister didn't turn up. So it was supposed to be on one date, it had to be pushed. Then he couldn't come because he's too busy. So that, now, how can you get someone of his level? There is nobody. So you have to anyway go down. So there's an effort. Chief Minister, bas ho gaya. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
You can't keep it, you want to open the road before the elections. Come on, brother. Okay, from the show called Presents. Thank you very much. That's all the questions we have. Till then, it's bye-bye while I bang into this mic. Okay, catch us on any of the podcasting apps, please. We beg you, we need you. Send us your questions on Twitter on Cyrus Says In. Or you can email us, even if you're not female, on whatcyrussays@gmail.com.